How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
Hola a todos, soy presentador Leezy the Gifted, and you're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast, where we do a brand new episode every single day, giving tips and tricks to independent musicians, and we do a brand new episode every day, so make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We're doing a new episode every day. The goal is to get to 366 episodes in a row. We're definitely going to go past that, but that's the goal. So today I want to talk about the ups and downs of the of your music career and my music career actually too. But you know, because I like to document with this whole podcast, but I really want to, you know, kind of share a little story with you. I was with a friend last night, one of my best friends, and he was showing me some of the new music he's working on, and he was showing me one of his a video that he has that he's gonna put out, a music video, and we talked about it, and we basically figured out that we don't really like the video. Like I told him, I was like, bro, you like, we both know it's not good enough. I was really like giving him a lot of feedback, critiques, and then come to find out, he also was like, yeah, I'm actually not even, I don't even like this video. I need to fix it. I was like, oh snap, okay, so. Yeah, anyway, I was talking to him about it. I could tell he was super frustrated because, like, you know, he had put a lot into the video. He didn't film it. Like, it was his music video, and somebody else filmed it. And I could just tell he was frustrated. So I went back to my house, went to bed. Before I went to bed, I shot him a text. And was just kind of telling him, like, you know, you're going to go through these ups and downs, basically. And I want to just kind of share with you some of my ups, a couple stories that I think, you know, you might like. And they're stories from my career that are cool stories. So, and realize that the attitude you've got to have through all of this stuff, you know. So just listen to these stories. So one time there was a show, I don't remember what year anymore. I think it was 20, did I graduate college? Yeah, I think I did. I really want to say it was could have been 2015 or 2016. Pretty sure it was in July, though. And I'm pretty sure it was 2015 or 2016. I opened for Russ. And I opened for Russ in Oakland, California. And which obviously is dope that I got to open for Russ. But here's where the, you know, the down parts of it was that, number one was, so first of all, the sound, right? So when I opened for him, like I did sound check, obviously got there super early, and I did the sound check and it sounded great, but then I got up on stage and it was different. So imagine my, like, how scary that is for me. Like, I did the sound check and it sounded good. I got everything right. I talked to the audio engineer and adjusted it. And then I got up on stage and it was completely different. That's tough. That's really tough because I'm literally about to perform. I hear the song and I'm like, this doesn't sound right. And I'm like, okay, I can't just tell the dude right now. So I was like, all right, I just got to wing it. I didn't think it sounded good, but whatever. I just was winging it and I did it. The other piece of that wasn't good was Russ's fans were not there for any openers. They only wanted to see Russ, and they were a tough crowd. I could look in people's faces. They were looking at me like, who is this kid? Who is this guy? And I didn't exactly get them like super hyped, but I definitely got them behind me, and I was like, I got them into what I was doing, and they were vibing with it. I was high-fiving people. They were getting into it, and you know, and so I, at the end of the show, and so that was two parts of that night that were kind of like, ugh, this is tough, you know what I'm saying? And it's all good. And I got off stage, and I literally walked around the crowd with my phone, was high-fiving people, saying thank you so much, and asking people, yo, what do you think I could have done better? Give me some feedback. They gave me feedback. I was like, yo, add me on Instagram. So I got them on Instagram and started connecting. I made the best out of a, it wasn't like a bad situation, but I made the best out of a not ideal situation. Even later that night, I went on Twitter and saw people had tagged me and they were saying, at Leezy the Gifted, you're trash. We only want to see Russ. Russ had even gone on Twitter and literally said, hey, to everybody who was in Oakland tonight, sorry, I don't pick the openers, LOL. Like, kind of trashing on me and the other opener. And then people were like, yeah, bro, at Leezy the Gifted, you're trash, blah, blah, blah. And I thought that was sick. Like, I was super into it. I was like, oh, this is so fucking dope. Like, this is tight. I don't know. It was just a dope little, like, I don't know. I just thought it was super sick. And I was super into that. Like, I thought that was cool. But there's so many more stories I have like that, but I won't get into every single one. But I have tons of stories like that where there was something that happened where I had to wing it in the moment. And it was, you know, it was a not ideal situation that I don't know how this happens to me. I don't know why. I don't know where I developed this attitude. But I've always had the attitude of, you know what? Every single situation at the bare minimum is a learning lesson. And so that night ended up being dope. Like, it still was good. I got to perform. I actually made profit that night from my ticket sales. And it was a good night. But in that moment of the sound didn't sound right and the crowd wasn't into me and then the Twitter comments, like all that, I looked at all of that. I was like, this is dope. Like, that's fire. That's cool that I, you know, that I did that. And like, it was a great experience at the end of the day. That's what's super important about it, is that it was a great experience. And so, you know, I just want you to realize that you are going to go through times that are not ideal. Things are going to happen. You're going to spend tons of money and things aren't going to come out the way you want them to. People are going to be late. People are going to lag, or you're going to pay someone to do something and they end up flaking on you and they take your money and they just never end up doing it. So there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. You have to not stim on it. You have to literally be like, all right, fuck, I'm on to the next thing. You have to, because there's literally no point. Trust me, do not get in your feelings. Do not harp on your emotions. Don't even give yourself time to, like, don't feel all those emotions. Just try to move on as fast as you can. You're gonna feel those emotions, that's fine, but don't harp on it and stim on it and, like, live with those emotions for a long time. You have to move on quickly. And you have to take whatever that feeling is that you have, that negative emotion, be like, all right, what's the next thing I can do? So for example, this week, actually, I was working on a graphic. I wasn't working on the graphic design, but I was paying someone for a graphic design. And I paid someone for the design and it sucked. And it wasn't that person's fault. It was really my fault because I shouldn't have picked them. But I got the design. I was like, this looks so bad. I hate it. And I just thought, fuck it. I spent the $50. Not a big deal. Lose the $50, you got to get to the next one. And I hired another graphic designer and got a brand new design, and it worked. Yes, I ended up paying double the money because I got two designers, but who cares? That's part of the game. You got to just move on. You got to keep pushing. You can't romanticize every dollar that you spend. You can't romanticize every moment. Every moment is like, cool, move on. Next, 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 next. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep it pushing. You have to. Otherwise, you're just gonna get negative and you're gonna be afraid. You're gonna be risk averse, which means you're gonna be afraid to take risks. If you have that, if every time something bad happens, you get into the habit of being so negative and so sad and so upset, and then you pause and you wait and you're frustrated, and for days and days you're like discouraged and you don't end up wanting to move forward, that's gonna be your habit. That means that from now on, you're gonna be afraid to ever take a risk ever again. And you're gonna be like, you're gonna be screwed. You can't have that attitude. Every time something bad happens, great. I'm so excited that that happened because that's an opportunity for me to learn from it. That's where you got to take those negative emotions and these negative stories. Yes, I'm so hyped. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, spirits of the music industry, whatever it is. And just say, thank you so much for the opportunity for me to learn. You have to have that. And I'm not talking this mumbo jumbo foo-foo bullshit. This is really how I feel. This is really how I think. Like, that's really how I am. I really believe that. You know, I'm not telling you to think a certain way that I don't think. I'm telling you to think a certain way that I think. This is how I think. This is literally the way I move. Is you can't worry about that stuff. You got to keep it pushing. No matter what you're in, no matter if you're a musician, you own a gym, you're a personal trainer, you're a basketball trainer, you're a barber, you're a music producer, you're an audio engineer, you're a marketer, you're a manager of artists, it doesn't matter. Fucking dentist, coffee shop owner, I don't give a shit what you are. I want you to realize that everybody who goes through life goes through this shit, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. But I'm really specifically speaking to my entrepreneurs. You get more of these moments as an entrepreneur, way more than somebody who's going through a 9-to-5. Somebody who goes through a 9-to-5 wakes up at the same time every day. They go to the same job at the same location, and they get told when to get there, and they get told when to leave, and they get told what to do while they're at their job. It's like, you literally, that's going to happen. And even at your job, you're probably going to get through those times where, you know, you don't know what to do at a certain moment. And you're like, what do I do? Figure it out. Figure it out. Everybody goes through it. You cannot have the emotions of this, woe is me, I suck, maybe I'm not cut out for this, maybe I'm not meant to do this, like, maybe this is a sign that I'm not supposed to do it. No, no, fuck that. It's not a sign that you're not supposed to do it just because an obstacle got in your way. Of course there's going to be obstacles, bro. What? It's so, like, I don't know what people think they sign up for when they sign up for these things, but point is, that's what you got to do. And sometimes it's great to have a friend around you. Like, I've needed my friends to help me up because I've been through times where it's been really difficult for me to move forward. And my friends and my boys and my brothers were there for me to say, hey, you're good, bro. Just realize this is what comes with the journey. So it's not like I'm telling you to be completely self-sufficient and be like, you have to feel these things by yourself. That's why you need a support system. That's why you need people around you that are super positive and, like, encouraging. You feel what I'm saying? So that's my 2 cents for today. If you got any value out of the episode, subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss it. What happens is, if you subscribe to the podcast, every time I come out with an episode, it'll pop up on your phone and you'll get a little notification so you don't miss it. We're doing a new episode every day, you guys, every single day. So make sure you subscribe and don't miss anything. And of course, share this with a friend. I guarantee somebody needs this specific episode. Like, this episode could apply to so many different people on so many different walks of life. Don't just think, okay, who are some music friends that I know that would need this? No, think about anybody who would need this, because there's people who are going to need this kind of fire for them, okay? Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. Hey, 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 get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves, no rules, chef that, no boo, get that, bet that, jump shot, wet that, post moves.